December 3. Happiness in serving our Captain. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. In earnest, determined exercise as faithful soldiers, obeying the orders of the Captain of our salvation, there is genuine enjoyment such as can be obtained in no other employment. The peace of Christ will be in the heart of the faithful soldier. There is rest for the soul in wearing Christ's yoke, in lifting Christ's burden. It seems a contradiction to say that there is no rest for the soul, except that which is found in continuous and devoted service, but this is true. Happiness comes in willing obedient service, where all the powers of our being are moving in happy, healthy, harmonious action, in obeying our Captain's orders. The more responsible the task assigned to Christ's soldiers, the more the soul exults in the Savior's love and approval. The soul realizes a freedom in the performance of the weightiest and most taxing duties. But this doing the duty of a soldier means work. It is not always just such work as we would choose. Outward inconveniences, difficulties, and trials have to be borne by the soldiers of Christ. There is a constant warfare to be maintained against the evils and inclinations of our own natural hearts. We must not pick and choose the work most agreeable to us, for we are Christ's soldiers under His discipline, and we are not to study our own pleasure. We must fight the battles of the Lord manfully. We have enemies to conquer that would gain the control of all our powers. Self-will in us must die. Christ's will alone must be obeyed. The soldier in Christ's army must learn to endure hardness, deny self, take up the cross, and follow where his Captain leads the way. There are many things to do which are trying to human nature and painful to flesh and blood. This work of self-subduing requires determined, continuous effort. In fighting the good fight of faith, obtaining precious victories, we are laying hold of eternal life. Youth's Instructor, December 22, 1886.